DC and WPRS HD3, Waldorf, Washington, a Radio 1 station, Unity through music, and worldwide at MySpiritDC.com.
The views and opinions of the following paid programming show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Spirit 1340 WYCB, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Teach me, Lord, to wait right down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to listen to your Bible. This program is brought to you by the Wilder Croft Church of Christ in Riverdale, Maryland. Our purpose is to call Bible things by Bible names, do Bible things Bible ways, speak where the Bible speaks, and remain silent where the Bible is silent. If you have a Bible question, then call us now at area code 202-432-1340, or you can text your question to area code 301-861-3932, and we will provide you with a Bible answer. If you call, then we would love to offer you a free Bible correspondence course just for listening. So at this time, get your Bible and listen attentively as your Bible questions receive Bible answers.
Good evening. Welcome to Listen to Your Bible. If you're in the Washington metropolitan area, you're listening to tonight's program on WYCB 1340 AM. Or outside the area, you're listening to us on MySpiritDC.com. Thank you for your interest in spiritual matters. Call us now with your Bible questions pertaining to tonight's topic at 202-432-1340 or 240-638-5430. If the line is busy, please keep trying until you get through. We are not opposed to hearing your amens, questions, or comments. When you call, we would like to offer you a free Bible correspondence course or schedule you for a personal in-home Bible study. Our topic this evening is on women preaching and having leadership positions in the church. When the elders of this began this program, one of the principles that would be applied to the broadcast was, if anyone speaks, let him speak the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with all the ability, with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God would be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever, forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. This issue of women preaching is one of the hottest topics in the religious world today. It is very important not to see the issue as men versus women, but a position God has ordained for men only to serve in as spiritual teachers authorized in the church. Listen to your Bible in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. In the church, God assigns different roles to men and women. This is a result of the way mankind was created and the way in which sin entered the world. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 through 14, God, through the Apostle Paul, restricts women from serving in roles of teaching and or having spiritual authority over men. This includes preaching to them, teaching them publicly in worship, and exercising spiritual authority over them. This is not a matter that women are inferior or they are at all more easily deceived than men. If all women are more easily deceived, why would they be allowed to teach children who are easily deceived, or other women who are supposedly more easily deceived. The text simply says that women are not to teach men who have spiritual authority over men because Eve was deceived. God has chosen to give men the primary teaching authority in the church. Listen to your Bible in Titus chapter 2, verse 3 through 5. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, tells Titus to speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. In verse 3 to 5, you hear what Paul is telling the older women. Teach good things and admonish the young women to love their husbands. This is the role for women in the church, and we need your role to be fulfilled. We need you to show younger women to be discreet, to be chaste, to be good homemakers, to be good. Teach the younger women how to love their children. This is very much needed in our church today. Listen to your Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 to 35. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 34 to 35. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law says so. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in the church. The question you may be asking yourself is, what law is being referenced here by Paul? Well, listen to your Bible in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. And the C portion is what we're going to emphasize. I'm going to read the whole thing. To the woman, the Lord said, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. And this is the part we want to emphasize. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Now listen to the Bible. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. That's Romans 15 and 4. These things are being said that we may learn and have hope and comfort of the scriptures. So I want you to listen to your Bible in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 through 24. That's Genesis chapter 2. Verse 21 through 24. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. A man and woman are to leave home, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 23 to 24. They are a united home, a place for children to be born. The home from the beginning was a headship-subjected relationship. This headship-subjected relationship has not been removed from our Christian dispensation and has everything to do with the topic of women preaching and having leadership roles in our church. Call now with your Bible questions pertaining to tonight's topic at 202-432-1340 or 240-638-5430. If the line is busy, please keep trying until you get through. When you call, we would like to offer you a free Bible correspondence course or schedule you for a personal in-home Bible study. We've covered so far in our lesson 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. And we also gave some examples of what women could do in the church. And we also covered 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 through 35. And we introduce a headship subjective relationship. So listen to your Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 3 to 1 to 3. That's 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 1 to 3, to hear what this subjective, a headship subjective relationship is all about. Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I have delivered to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. When I say that this from the very beginning was created and it did not go away in the Christian dispensation, it never left. It still remains in effect today. Listen to it again. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. It goes back to the scripture that we read earlier, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, the C portion. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. So I want to make that tie so that you understand this subjected relationship where the headship is still in play. Listen to your Bible in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through 33. That's Ephesians chapter 21, excuse me, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through 33. And Paul is saying, listen to what he says, submitting to one another in the fear of God, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or anything, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, and his flesh and his bones. For this reason, a man should leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I'm speaking concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular, so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. The Bible reveals the will of God to us through express statements or commands, approved apostolic examples, and necessary emphasis. The importance of following the examples of the apostles is seen by the role in which Jesus placed on them. Jesus commissioned the apostles to teach the disciples to observe all things whatsoever I command you, according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. These men began the proclamation of the Lord's will, establishing local congregations in different cities. These men established congregations which were to abide in the revealed will of Jesus. Whatever acts of religious worship the apostles taught in one congregation, they taught in all congregations. In the religious world around us, we see many women taking on leadership roles. They stand in many pulpits on Sunday mornings, preaching publicly and exercising spiritual authority over men. They do not meet the qualifications for these offices, nor heed the authority of God's word. Some women in pastoral ministry positions may think this is right, but it is not. They see women who had positions of leadership in the Bible, specifically Miriam, Deborah, Huddle in the Old Testament. It is true that these women were chosen by God for special service to him and that they stand as models of faith, courage, and yes, leadership. However, the authority of women in the Old Testament is not relevant to the issues of pastors in the church. The New Testament epistles present a new paradigm for God's people, the church, the body of Christ, and that paradigm involves an authority structure unique to the church, not for the nation of Israel or any other Old Testament entity. Similar arguments are made using Priscilla and Phoebe in the New Testament. In Acts 18, Priscilla and Aquila are presented as faithful ministers of Christ. So listen to your Bible in Acts 18, verse 24 through 26. That's Acts 18, verse 24 through 26. Now, a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man, who had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God more accurately. Did Priscilla and her husband teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to Apollos? Yes, they did. In their home, they explained to him the way of God more accurately in Acts 18 through 18:26. Does the Bible say that Priscilla pastored a church or taught publicly or became a spiritual leader of a congregation of saints? No, and nor does Phoebe. The Bible never explains that either. Never says that she pastored a church or never preach publicly. But listen to your Bible in Romans chapter 16, verse number 1 and 2. That's Romans chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant in the church in Caesarea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. She has been a helper of many and of myself also. Paul explains that she's been a great help to him and to many that are in the church and to the saints that are in that church. The word servant in verse 1 of chapter 16 is where the word deacon comes from in the Greek language. And so maybe this is where some women may think that this is where they should maybe be leaders in the church today. I wouldn't know, but somehow this is where they may be getting this information from. But call us now with your Bible questions pertaining to tonight's topic at 202-432-1340 or 240-638-5430. If the line is busy, keep on trying. To date, we've had many, over 100 Bible correspondence courses that have gone out, and many have come back and been graded. And we're interested in bringing this radio program out to you. And so we have men that are ready to bring this program to you, to your home, or wherever you would like to have this program brought to you, where we could sit and privately answer your questions so that we could show you book, chapter, and verse, not give you our opinion, but speak the oracles of God. Speak where the Bible speaks and remain silent where the Bible is silent. We are also encouraging our fellow brethren, because this is an opportunity for you now to step up. Even though we're talking to women and talking about them in leadership position, we are seeing that this is for men. Men are to be in the leadership position. A woman's station in life demands modesty, humility, and they should be free from the obstination of appearing so much in public as to take part in the public services of teaching and praying. It does not become their rank in life. It is not fulfilling the object which God evidently intended for them. He has appointed people to rule, to hold offices, to instruct and govern the church. And it is improper that women should assume that office upon themselves. This evidently and obviously refers to the church assembly for public worship. In the ordinary and regular acts of devotion, there the assembly is made up of males and females, of old and young, and there it is improper for them to take part in conducting the exercises. But this cannot be interpreted as meaning that it is improper for females to speak or to pray in meetings of their own sex, assembled for prayer or for benevolence, nor that it is improper for a female to speak or to pray in Sunday school. Neither of these come under the apostles' idea of a church. And in such meetings, no rule of propriety or of the scripture is violated in their speaking for the edification of each other or in leading in social prayer. They just do not qualify to be in these leadership positions. So listen to your Bible. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. That's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of bishop, he desires the good work. A bishop then is blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, and of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but submissive with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and a snare of the devil. This message of women teaching and serving in leadership position in the church is not because men are necessarily better teachers or because women are inferior or less intelligent, which is not the case. It is simply the way God designed the church to function. Men are to set the example in spiritual leadership in their lives and through their words. Women are to take the less authoritative role. This precludes women from serving as pastors to men. This does not make the women less important by any means, but rather gives them a ministry focus more in agreement with God's plan and his gifting of them. Women, just as men, are called to minister to others, to demonstrate the fruit of their spirit, and to proclaim the gospel to the lost. As we leave tonight, I want to clearly let you know the knowledge of God's plan of salvation in his written word. You must first hear the gospel according to Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Second, you must believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that is, the Son of God. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. You must repent. You must change your mind about sin. You must turn from sin and turn to God. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. You must confess Christ before men, according to Matthew 10:32. You must be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, according to Acts 2:38. And upon your union with the Lord, you will be added to the only church you can read about in your Bible, and that church is the Church of Christ. And then you must remain faithful to receive the promise of heaven. God has blessed you. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Now listen to the announcements at the close of this program. And remember, always listen to your Bible.
In the dark of the midnight, I have often my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast on today. If you would like a free Bible correspondence course, then please call area code 301-345-1240 anytime, and a course will be mailed to your home. The Wildercroft Church of Christ invites you to come worship with us every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, 10:30 a.m. for morning worship, 2:30 p.m. for edification classes, and every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. for midweek Bible study. We are located at 6330 Auburn Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland, 20737. If you had a Bible question today and could not get through during the broadcast, then you can ask your question on our website, Facebook page, and or Twitter page. Log on to our website at www.wildercroftcoc.org. Like us on Facebook at WilderCroftCOC. Also follow us on Twitter.
It's a special Mother's Day tribute at the City of Praise Family Ministries.
Featuring BET's Sunday Best winner, Tasha Page Lockhart.
In my walk, or the seat.
Also, her mom, Stella Award winner, Lisa Page Brooks.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping me.
The mother-daughter gospel grace. Join Bishop Joel Peoples and Pastor Yolanda Peoples as they deliver a special Mother's Day message.
God bless you. This is Bishop Joel. I'm going to be sharing 7 principles my mama taught me. It's going to be a fantastic word. I look forward to seeing you there.
8 a.m. at Forestville Academy in Forestville. 10 a.m. at Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Greenbelt. Call 301-267-7760 or click on cityofpraisechurch.com for info.
Praise and worship with music director J.J. Harrison.
The voices of the city.
And the sounds of the city.
All moms.
Join us for a special reception and free meal just for you.
Right after service.
We are the City of Praise Family Ministry, saving families one soul at a time.
The views and opinions of the following paid programming show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Spirit 1340 WYCB, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I need about 1,000 of you to jump up on your feet and give God some in the midst praise, in the midst of what I'm going through. Come on. Come on, y'all. God bless you.
Jordan.